Iraqi soldiers have closed the Iranian border at Basra as part of a new effort to halt any Iranian weapons from getting into Iraq. Media reports have raised questions about who U.S. officials believe is responsible. At the Pentagon Thursday, Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Joint Chiefs Chairman General Peter Pace met with reporters to clarify. Pace said it is important to distinguish between intelligence assessments and facts.
We know that there are explosives and weapons being used inside of Iraq that were manufactured in Iran.
U.S. military officials said so Sunday in Iraq. They displayed what they said was proof that Iranian-made roadside bombs were being used against American forces. A briefer claimed the highest levels of Iranian government were involved.
The assessment was based on those facts. The assessment by that individual was what he said.
But Pace and Gates did not confirm that assessment.
Whether or not more senior political leaders in Iran know about it, we don't know. And frankly, for me, either way, it's a worry.
Given the increasing national skepticism over intelligence claims made by the administration, why should the American public now believe the links drawn between Iran and terror groups in Iraq?
I think that that evidence speaks for itself. And I hope that the people will see that evidence in that respect. We are not, for the umpteenth time, we are not looking for an excuse to go to war with Iran. We are not planning a war with Iran. What we are trying to do is inside Iraq, disrupt the networks that put these weapons in the hands of those who kill our troops.
Meanwhile, in Baghdad, U.S. and Iraqi forces are stepping up joint operations as part of a security crackdown. Iraqis set up new checkpoints, and soldiers conducted searches at multiple locations around the city. Despite the clampdown, there were more car bomb attacks and deaths in the capital. Jim Fry, VOA News.
Wang Wang Yi Yu Wang Zhan, WW English.com. 欢迎您的光临.